The project has additional income limitations on it now based on the grant funding that they got from MSHTA to be able to repair the building. And so what we did to help compensate for that and at the encouragement of MSHTA was we reduced the payment in lieu of taxes that the property pays to a lesser percentage of the gross revenues from the property, but in conjunction with that, property owner agreed to enter into a municipal services agreement with the city that will pay us a specified amount for public services provided to the property, a set amount each year that roughly keeps the city whole in relation to what the minimum amount that the property would have paid under the prior pilot agreement. So it keeps the city whole, will reduce some revenues to other taxing jurisdictions that essentially don't provide services to the property like the schools.